This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It was 30 years ago the country that started the Industrial Revolution and fueled it with coal scaled back its coal industry. Britain announced it was closing many of its deepest mines. Today, only three remain, and two of those are facing closure. But is there now a case for Britain reopening these and digging a little deeper? As part of Coal Play, our series on the future of coal, our veteran correspondent Stephen Beard reports from the county of Yorkshire in northern England.
Bob Fitzpatrick is one of a vanishing breed. He's one of the few remaining deep-pit coal miners in Britain. He believes the UK has blundered by turning its back on an indigenous source of energy.
The coal's here, and you can get it. If the mines are mined properly and managed properly, they are viable.
Even though the UK has shut down most of its mines, it still generates 40% of its electricity from coal. The bulk of it is imported from the US and from Russia. Local politician Jane Hamilton says after the annexation of Crimea, Britain cannot rely on the Russians.
The gas supplies and the coal supplies from Russia are pretty doubtful. President Putin has got his own agenda, and I think we should be very, very careful and look to opening mines because we don't know where our energy is going to come from.
The case for UK coal began to look even better last week when it was revealed the country could have vast reserves of the fuel on its doorstep.
There's likely a huge store of coal under the North Sea.
Andrew Angus, an energy economist, says there could be 20 trillion tonnes of the black gold lying under the seabed off the coast of Britain, enough to keep the lights on here for centuries.
So we still have abundant resources should we choose to turn back to mining.
The problem with deep pit mining, let alone with burrowing under the sea for coal, is that it is horrendously expensive. And says importer Nigel Yaxley, it's now very much cheaper for the Brits to ship in foreign coal.
At the moment, prices are depressed, partly because of surplus coal in the US thrown up by the shale gas revolution, and partly because of slowdown in growth in China.
The future of British coal seems to depend on much higher world prices and much improved technology, making it easier to mine and cleaner to burn. The case for UK coal? Not yet proven. In South Yorkshire, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
We talked to former miners in our Appalachia and their Yorkshire about life in an underground economy. Audio with some strong still photos can be found at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.